Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the family of Imran in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the most noble, the most generous, the one who is narrated to us in the Quran about the family of Imran. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Master, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his Messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings and prayers upon our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and upon his family and companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the enjoining of taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا وَقُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from our wives and our offsprings comfort to our eyes, and make us an example for the righteous. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned for us in the surah known as Ali Imran, the surah of the family of Imran, an example. And in this surah is an example of a righteous Muslim family, one that serves as an archetype or a template that we should adopt in our own lives and our own families. For about this family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Adam and Noah and Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran above, or he chose them out of or above all the other people of these worlds of creation. And so what was it that made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala single out the family of Imran? What was it that made him someone who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we should know, brothers and sisters, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out someone, then that singling out is only in degree of their spirituality. And so this is something great, that the family of Imran had something great when it came to spirituality. And we should then look at who is it that consisted in this family. Well, we'll start off by discussing Imran and his wife, because they were the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named this family by. In other words, they were the ra's, they were the one from which this title has come. And then we'll discuss their daughter, who is none other than Sayyidatuna Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. Sayyidatuna Maryam, or Mary, the mother of Jesus. And her, obviously then her son itself, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And then we'll find that also connected to this family is from the lineage of the wife of Sayyidina Zakaria. She was the sister of the wife of Sayyidina Imran. And so there's a connection to that family as well, is the lineage of Sayyidina Zakaria and his wife. And their son Yahya, their son John alayhi salam, alayhim salam jami'an, upon all of them be the blessings and peace. So who was Imran? The scholars say that Imran was one of the ulama, the great ulama, who were also from the righteous, from the salihin. So this was ulama al-amilin, from the scholars who act on what they know. And so he was someone who was qanitan, he was always devout in his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, muniban ilayhi, he would constantly turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his wife was also from those who were most righteous, and she was a person of honor in her character. And so the narrations say that at a certain point Imran dies, And the wife of Imran, she wants to make an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while she's patient in her loss, she asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give her the most righteous of offspring who she can dedicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran honors what she says, and we have this in the Quran now, and the words are Rabbi inni nadhartu laka ma fi batni muharrara. He said, my Lord, indeed I have pledged what is in my batni, in my womb, literally this is stomach but is understood to be womb, and muharrara, I have pledged in a consecration, in a kind of sacrament, a sacred oath, that whatever I will bear is for you, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what that was a dua, but also another, a oath, nadhartu, she made an oath. And so that's why she asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it of her, because this is on Allah's acceptance. So she says, فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And so she said, accept it from me, because you are the one who's the most hearing and the one who is the most knowing of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this was the sign of acceptance, was the grunt. And so when she delivers, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. She said, when she gave birth finally, and she gave birth and she discovered she had a daughter. And this was, she says, Rabbi inni wada'tuha untha, oh my Lord, I've delivered a girl. And this was, she wasn't saying this from a position of i'tirad, of objecting, no, she was saying this from a position of her understanding of her oath was, because the customs of the time was that she wanted to give her child to the sacred temple, and the child would be worshipping therein. And the customs and the rules were that women and could not enter the certain precincts of these temples, the sacred temple. And so she was thinking about her oath when she said that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured her that Allah knows better what she has given, and she herself affirms that she knows Allah. So she's saying, Allah, she's still going to do her oath, because she tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that she made this oath. And what the ulama say is that subhanallah, Allah fulfilled her oath by giving her better than what she thought. And this is how our lives is, that when we give ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth of what we think we need to do may not exactly be manifested in what we think. Our plots and plans of what we think we need may not come in the way we think we need. But when Allah gives us something, then it's better than what we need. And if we act in accordance with our intentions, we will discover that. And this is what she found, because when she was given Maryam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa inni sammaytuha Maryam." Indeed, I have called her Maryam, and she is going to be purified and greater. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he's created her, as he says, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And when the angel said, O Maryam, Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you upon the women of all the worlds, Allah had called her Maryam, and she was chosen to be purified upon the women of all the worlds. When this magnificent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the wife of Imran, gave her the greatest woman ever created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her such that she was, as he says, وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّةً. She was looked after by a prophet, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. And this great thing that happened, the wife of Imran realized this thing, and so she said, she sought refuge for her from Shaitan. And so he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا. And so Allah accepted her oath with the best of acceptances and caused her to grow and be raised up in the best of ways. Under who? Under the care of the prophets. And the various narrations say that she was then, Sayyidina Zakariya arranged for her a special room, a special place in the sacred precincts. And this was an exception made for her. And she was given to this chamber, this private place, this mihrab, where she would be constantly in worship. And the Quran says, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. Every time Sayyidina Zakariya would enter upon this private place, he would find she's got provision, she's got food, she's got things there for her. And he would say, قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا. He said, Maryam, where has this come from? Where have you been getting this? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزَقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. She said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah gives to whom He wishes without any account. This is because of her devotion and her worship. And so the Quran actually says, هُنَالِكَ دَعَ زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. Because when Sayyidina Zakariya was seeing this miraculous events with Sayyidatina Maryam, and that she was being purified and that she was being raised up in this way, the feeling of came to him that he wants a child too. Why? Because he wanted it for Allah. Right? He's not wanting a child from me, my lineage, my this. He wants to dedicate a child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And says, هُنَالِكَ دَعَ زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّي هَبَلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. He said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you that you give me a righteous offspring, and you are the one who answers the dua. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he was given the good news of Yahya alayhi salam, and he was a sayyida wa husuran wa nabiyyan min as-salihin. He was noble and someone who was abstinent from relationships with women, and he was a prophet from amongst the most righteous. And this beautiful gift that was given to Sayyidina Zakariya coincided with, of course, as we all know, the gift that Sayyidatuna Maryam was given, and that she was given from the greatest of anbiya, from the Ulul Azm al Rusul, from the greatest of even the messengers, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. She was given this birth as a what? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a sign from his signs, an ayah as the Quran refers to, a sign unto mankind. And from his great words is that when he spoke from the cradle, he said, Inni Abdullah Atani al Kitab wa ja'alani nabiyya. He said, indeed, I'm the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's given me a revelation and he's made me a prophet. Waja'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu wa awsani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya. And he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and enjoined upon me prayer and charity as long as I live. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And he's made me someone who's kind to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيَّةً. And he's not made me someone overbearing or someone who's miserable, complaining. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّةً. And so may the peace and blessings be upon me the day I was born, and the day I die, and the day I shall be raised again. And so this culmination of the family of Imran culminates in the story of Sayyidina Isa, a story of one of the greatest of mankind, and parallel to that is the story of Sayyidina Yahya. And so what is the fruits that we take from this? That what set off the whole thing? Righteousness. What set off this whole commitment? It was the desire to commit yourself to Allah. How the mother of Mary, who was the wife of Imran, said, Inni nadartu. I make an oath for Allah that I want my child for Allah. And so brothers and sisters, what's the big take home from today? What's the take home in this khutbah? That success lies to the degree you have made yourself for Allah. Success lies in your family to the degree you have made your families for Allah. Success lies in your children to the degree you have made your children's for Allah. And so, kun li Allah, be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la li illa, not for something that goes back to your selfish ambitions of what you want and I want and reputation and prestige and what will the neighbors think and what will the greater family think and we will be and what will be. No, how much of it is for Allah? How much is of it for Allah? That is the degree to which you will get your tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with righteous offspring who will be the qurrata a'yun, will be the coolness of our eyes. Why? Because of what they are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their salah, because of the righteousness that they in turn embody and represent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to take on this way of taqwa and devotion and ta'a to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to show piety and taqwa and ta'a to those he's ordered us to show that to. I say this and I seek forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end to this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.